السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well, that you all have had a wonderful week. Today, inshallah, we are continuing where we left off from Surah Al-An'am. And inshallah, today's lesson is going to be from ayah number 43 to ayah number 46. And we'll start first with the recitation of these ayahs and then move on to the analysis for the tajweed in these ayahs. So let's go ahead and begin starting from ayah number 43.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلولا إذ جاءهم بأسنا تضرعوا ولكن قست قلوبهم وزين لهم الشيطان ما كانوا يعملون فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به فتحنا عليهم أبواب كل شيء حتى إذا فرحوا بما أوتوا أخذناهم بغتة فإذا هم مبلسون فقطع دابر القوم الذين ظلموا والحمد لله رب العالمين قل أرأيتم إن أخذ الله سمعكم وأبصاركم وختم على قلوبكم من إله غير الله يأتيكم به انظر كيف نصرف الآيات ثم هم يصرفون.
Inshallah, that is our lesson for today, ayah number 43 to ayah number 46. Now let's go ahead and look at the analysis of these ayahs. We're going back to ayah number 43. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلولا. So here the word لو, this is مدلين, مدن ما, 1.5. This is going to be a fatha followed by a sukun. So we are going to kind of gently ease this down into the wow and kind of merge this together. لا, this is going to be a 4-count med. This is going to be med jaiz munfasil because we see that the med and the hamza are in two separate words. So this is going to be a 4-count med jaiz munfasil. Idh ja'ahum, val here is going to have rikhawa, so we are going to rest on this for a little bit as we read this word. Idh ja'ahum, this is another 4-count med. However, this one is going to be med wajib muttasil because the med and the hamza appear within the same word. So this is going to be a 4-count med and it is med wajib muttasil. Ja'ahum ba'suna, here we are going to merge this meme within the ba. Ja'ahum ba'suna, ba. Here this is going to be a hamza with a sukun. Hamza is a letter of jahar, meaning that as we read this letter with a sukun, we are going to kind of abruptly stop on it and it is going to come straight from the throat. Ba'suna, give it a little bit of that jerk, give it a little bit of jahar so that the hamza becomes very apparent and it does not come into or turn into an alif from the jowf. So we want to make sure that it is staying inside of the lower throat and not coming up into the jowf and becoming an alif. So we are not saying ba-suna, we are saying ba-suna. Make sure you have a little bit of that jerk so that hamza is very apparent. Ba-suna, this is going to be a 2-count med. The dharra'u, dhad is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is also going to be heavy because it has a fatha. And then ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. The dharra'u. And then this is going to be a 2-count mad. Walakin, la, this is a 2-count mad. Kin qasat, this is going to be a heavy ikhfa because the letter qaf is heavy. So this ikhfa is heavy, qaf is heavy, and seen is going to be light. Walakin qaset. So qaf is heavy, seen is going to be light. Ta is a letter of hams. So as we stop on this letter, make sure you give it a little bit of air. Qaset, qaset. So you can hear there's a little bit of air coming out on this ta. And this is going to allow us to fully pronounce this letter even when it has a sukun. Qulubuhum, qaf is going to be heavy. Lam is a two-count med. Qulubuhum, meem has tawassut, so we are going to rest on this meem for a little bit. Wazayyana, ya here has a shadda, meaning that we are going to put a little bit of emphasis on this letter. We are going to push the roof of the mouth against with your tongue. Qulubuhum wazayyana. So that tongue is kind of pushing up against the roof of the mouth. Not too much, otherwise it will begin to sound like a G. But we are going to pull that up just a little bit. Wazayyana. And then spend a little bit of time and give it a little bit of pressure to make sure that we are fully reading this shadda. Lahumush shaytan. Sheen has tafashi, meaning that it is kind of spreading throughout the mouth. Make sure that you elongate that sheen just a little bit. And then shay, this is going to be madlin. Maddan ma, 1.5. Thaw here is going to be heavy, and it is a two-count heavy med as well. Shaytanu ma, this is a two-count med. Ga, a two-count med. Nu, two-count med. So shaytaw, two counts, and then ma kanu, all of these are going to be two-count. Make sure that that count stays consistent throughout your recitation. Ya'amalun, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat, and then it also has tawassut, so make sure that you kind of spread that sound around in the throat. Ayn has a little bit of a strangulation sound, so you can push down against your middle throat, and then you should be able to say this letter ayn, and then make sure that you are giving it tawassut as well, so you're spending a little bit of time and truly rolling that around in the throat. Ya'malun, and then we end here on a four count, mada'arid lissukun, and noon has tawassut, so we will rest on this noon for a second. Falamma, meem has a ghunna and it has a shadda, so we are going to spend just a bit of time with this letter inside of the nose, and this is going to be a two count med. Nasu, again, this is a two count med. Ma, this is a two count med. Dukkiru, ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a lamma, and this is a two count med. Bihi, again, this is a two count med. This is going to be madslila sughra because we see there is that ha for dhamir. And then following that, we have that small little sign of ya, which shows us that this is madslila sughra. So this is a two count med. Fatahna, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. This is going to be having a little bit of warm air. And then also it does have ham, so make sure that you are giving it proper air coming from the middle of the throat. Fatahna. Noon here is going to be a two count med. Alayhim, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Lay, this is madlin. So we are going to be giving this maddan ma, 1.5. Alayhim, meem has tawassut, so rest on this letter for a second. Abawab, bat here is going to have qalqala, so we are going to bounce on this. This is the part of the letters of qalqala, which is qutubjad. So any of these letters, when they have a sukun, we will give it a little bit of a bounce. Not too much, so we're not turning this into a fatha. We are not saying aba. Abba, we are saying ab, so just give it a little bit of a bounce because it is part of Qutub Jad. Wa, this is going to be a two count med. Abawaba, kulli shay'in. Shay, this is going to be madlin. Shay'in hatta, this is going to be idhar. So here we see that there is that tanween followed by one of the throat letters, and that throat letter is ha. So anytime we have tanween or noon sakin followed by a throat letter, you are going to pronounce that noon sound very clearly. And anytime we have idhar, we also have tawassut. So we are going to spend a little bit of time on this noon, pronounce it very clearly. Shay'in hatta. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat, and then this is going to be a four count med. This is going to be med ja is munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Idha, this is a two count med. Farihu, ra here is going to be light. Hu, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Bima, this is a four count med, so we are going to pull this for four counts. It is again med ja is because there is the med and the hamza within two separate words. Bima u tu. So u is a two count med. Tu, this is going to be a four count med. This is again med ja is munfasil. Med and the hamza are within two separate words. Akhadnahum, kh Kha is going to be heavy, and then Dal has Rikhawa, so rest on this for a little bit. Na, this is a two-count mad. Akhadnahum Baghta, this is going to be, again, merging the meme and the ba together because both of them have similar makharij. Akhadnahum Baghta, so make sure you spend a little bit of time and truly go up into the nose to give it that proper ghunna. Baghtatan, Ghain is going to have Rikhawa, so we are going to rest on this. It is also a heavy letter, so make sure that you make it heavy and then also rest for just a second. Baghtatan fa'idha, this is going to be ikhfa because we see that there is that nun sakin or tanween followed by one of the letters that are not part of any of the other rules, so therefore it will be ikhfa. So we will hide the nun sound within the makhraj of the letter fa. Fa'idha, that is going to be a two-count med. Hum mubilisun, meme is going to merge within that second meme. So make sure that you are bringing this up into the nose and spending a little bit of time on this ghunna. Mubilisun, ba here is going to have qalqala. Again, it is part of kutub jad, so do give it a little bit of bounce. And then here we end on a four-count mad arid lissukun. Faqutia, qaf here is heavy. It is a permanently heavy letter. Ta is also a permanently heavy letter. And then ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Dabir, that here is going to be a two-count med. Dabirul qawm, ra here is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. Lam has tawassut, so we are going to rest on this letter. Qawm, qaf is going to be heavy. And then we also have a madlin here. We have the alif followed by waw with a sukun. قَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, ظَا is going to be heavy, and then we end here on a two-count mad. وَالْحَمْدُ, lam has tawassut, mim has tawassut, so we are going to rest on both of these. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, name of Allah here is light because the letter before has a kasra, so this lam in the name of Allah will be light. رَبْ, ra here is going to be heavy. رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, lam has tawassut, again we're going to rest on this. عَا, this is a two-count mad. عَالَمِينَ, we end here on a four-count mad arid lissukun. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ, قَاف here is going to be heavy. لَام has توسط. أَرَأَيْتُمْ, so here we have two hamzas. We are going to make sure that we have a little bit of sharpness as we read these letters. Try not to bring them up into the jowf and turn them into a med. So we are going to say أَرَأَي. So here it kind of has a sharp hamza sound. So we are going to make sure we emphasize on that so that we can correctly pronounce the hamza. And then ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. And then a here is going to be madlin. We see a fatha followed by the letter sukun. So we are going to give this maddan ma 1.5. Ara'aytum, mim has tawassut in. Noon has tawassut here as well. This is a letter of idhar because we see noon sakin followed by the letter hamza, which is a throat letter. So we are going to pronounce this noon sound very clearly and then also give it tawassut. So spend just a little bit of time pronouncing this letter. Akhadallah, again we have that hamza. Make sure it has a little bit of sharpness as we are reading this letter. Kha is going to be heavy. It is one of the heavy letters. Akhadallahu, dal is going to be light. So make sure we don't make this heavy as we move on to the heavy lam in the name of Allah. So it is sandwiched between two heavy letters. Kha is heavy, dal is light, and then the name of Allah here is heavy. So make sure dal does not also become heavy along with those two other letters. Sam'akum, meme here is going to have tawassut, so rest on this for a little bit. Sam'a, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Sam'akum, meme has tawassut, so rest on this as well. Wa'absarakum, ba here is going to have qalqala, it is part of kutub jad, so give it a little bit of that bounce because it has a sukun. Sa, this is going to be a two count heavy med because the letter sa'd is heavy. Ra in this case is also going to be heavy because it has a fatha, and then meme here has tawassut. وَخَتَمَ, خَا is going to be heavy, it is part of the permanently heavy letters. عَلَى, عَيْن is going to be from the middle of the throat, and this is a two-count med. قُلُو, this is a two-count med. قُلُوبِكُم, we are going to merge both of these memes together because we have meme with a sukun followed by meme with a shadda. So we are going to bring it up into the nose and spend just a little bit of time to emphasize that ghunna. Men, noon here is going to again have idhar, noon sakin followed by the letter hamza, which is a throat letter. So we are going to pronounce this noon sound very clearly and give it a bit of tawassut. So spend a little bit of time on this letter. Ilahun, here this is also going to be idhar because we see that there is the noon sakin or the tanween followed by another one of the throat letters. So we are going to give this noon sound a very clear sound of noon and then also spend tawassut on this. ilahun ghair. This is going to be madlin. Ra here is going to be heavy. Name of Allah here is also going to be heavy because the letter before has a dhamma. Ya'tikum, hamza here is going to have a bit of sharpness. Make sure you give it jahr and abruptly stop that sound inside of the throat and give hamza that sharp sound so that we do not turn this into an alif mad. Ya'tikum, ti, this is going to be a two count mad. Ya'tikum bih, we are going to merge this meme within the ba. And then because I am stopping here on the ha with a sukun, I'm going to make sure a ha has proper hams. And this one is going to come close from the chest. And make sure you do give it a little bit of air so that we're not dropping it as we read this with a sukun. Bih, and this is going to come from the chest almost like a sigh. Unzur, noon is going to have ikhfa here. And then for the alif, I'm just going to put a dhamma on this. For the hamzatul wasl, we will just put a dhamma. Noon is going to have ikhfa. And the ikhfa will be heavy because the letter dhad is also heavy. So we have heavy ikhfa, we have dhad, which is heavy, and then ra in this case is also going to be heavy. So all of the sounds in this word will be heavy. Unzur. Kayfa, this is going to be madlin. Nusarrifu, sad is going to be heavy. Ra here in this case will be light because it has a kasra. Nusarriful ayat, lam is going to have tawassut. A is a two count mad. Ya is also a two count mad. Thumma, meem has a shadda, so we will give it a little bit of ghunna. Hum, meem has tawassut, so we will rest on this for a little bit. Yaslifun, sad is going to be heavy, and then we end here on a four count. Mad arid lissukun, and then noon is going to have tawassut. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today. Ayah number 43 to ayah number 46. Inshallah, in our next class, we will continue from ayah number 47. Jazakallah khairan kathiran. Inshallah, we'll see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.